So we've got a new member of our family, and his name is Cluck Norris. He's a big white rooster. One of our guests arrived a couple of months ago, and they found him out under one of the bridges between here and Alice. They noticed that he was so friendly and a lovely bird, so they looked around the area and couldn't find a home or anyone that he belonged to. So they rocked up to the roadhouse and asked us, could we accommodate him? We took him in, and it turns out that he now hangs out and thinks he's one of the Roos, so he's the newest member of the Roo family, Cluck Norris.
Who gave him the name?
The name was given by Ross, my partner Roscoe. He's the other site manager out here, and we just thought it was a real fitting name for him, and he wears it well.
Kane, have you ever seen a rooster that thinks it's a kangaroo?
Never a kangaroo, a dog, a cat, but never a kangaroo. This is the first one I've ever seen. And yeah, he's doing a pretty good job of it too.
What characteristics does he exhibit that a kangaroo like?
Well, he likes to bite like a kangaroo, and he actually likes to have a kick like a kangaroo as well.
You're kidding. He kicks like a kangaroo.
Yeah, he wants to kick like a kangaroo. And yeah, he's exactly the same as like the other roos. They will come up and always want to get a pat off me, and he will want to come up and get a pat off me. So yeah, he's just part of the family now, part of the furniture, you could say.
And he's learnt that behaviour just from being around the roos.
Yeah, just for 2 months. It's only taken 2 months. And yeah, he's already shown characteristics of a kangaroo.
How do the roos like him?
They tolerate him. He is the lowest in the pecking order, of course. But yeah, they do all right with him.
Would you consider, you know, diversifying? You've got Chuck Norris, kangaroos, any other creatures to throw in?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind having an emu in here or two. That'd be okay. Yeah, more chickens. Maybe a llama or two. I'll see about boss if she let that'll happen, eh, Kira?
How do the tourists feel about Chuck Norris?
They love him. Yeah, I think they get a real giggle out of coming up here. And our rescue roos have been a real feature for our tourists now for some time. And they come up and see Cluck, and it gives them a really good laugh. I think that they think it's hilarious. He eats with them. And as you can see now, he's hanging out, and he sort of almost looks like he's chatting with them. When he jumps up on Kane's legs and lays down with them in the afternoon and things like that, they get a real laugh out of it. So I think it's good value for the tourists.
And are you going to hang on to Chuck for a little while, or he's not going to be dinner anytime soon?
The boys have all had a laugh about maybe Cluck getting on the table for Easter lunch, but no, we love him too much. Cluck will be here as long as he wants to be.
Oh, yeah.
Best pet you've ever had, Kane?
I don't know about that, but yeah, he's pretty good. He's pretty good. He seems to have got attached to me. So yeah, I couldn't eat him.
How does it go compared to other roosters that you've come across?
Oh, he's one of the better ones. I'm usually booting most of those other roosters because they get pretty fiery. This one, he's pretty good. He's got a very good temperament for a rooster.
He does. Like, he's very calm. He's happy to be around the roos, happy to just have a walk around. Do you think that's the roos brushing off on him?
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. You know, their calm demeanour, it's brushing off onto him. If he was in here and there was a whole heap of rat bag roos or roos that were playing up, he'd be playing up, you know. That's just the way it is with them, you know. Here he goes.
He wants to be on the interview as well, I think. Look, may Cluck and Norris live a long and happy life.
Absolutely, yeah. Good on you, Cluck, getting right in on the interview.